I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Crash Club.
Hey, hello, and welcome to another episode of the hit new music podcast, Crash Club. We are once again sat in Rob's windy West London garden, and we're once again going to spend a bit of time running you through some of the finest music in the UK and beyond over the next kind of like half an hour to 45 minutes. I'm Nathan Copeland. I'm joined by Darren and Rob.
Hello.
Hello.
Darren, what's coming up this week?
Thanks for asking, Nathan. Coming up this week, we've got Black Star Kids, Roscoe National Service, and Jostradamus, amongst many, many other incredible new bands.
The incredible new bands.
Rob?
But to kick us off, it's Glasgow's finest, and I mean that. It is the Stoned Immaculate. Better way to start the show than with some energetic Glaswegian. You're both laughing.
You're right, Rob. Very high energy. Scary. Like a,
yeah, he looks
that
like
was
a
high
rabid
energy.
Dog.
It's got me going.
You're foaming at the mouth.
That was Are You New by the Stoned Immaculate. They're a four-piece from Glasgow.
All right.
From Wishaw.
Thank you.
Near Glasgow.
Oh. Here comes Darren's Scotland knowledge coming out.
I actually lived in Scotland for a while.
For new listeners, Darren once went to Scotland for university and he left because he didn't understand the course.
I was there for a week. I didn't understand what people were saying. Ark the New, what are you saying?
Scotland.
Luckily.
Who's the best new band? Stoned Immaculate.
Yeah.
They've been around quite a while now. 2015 by the look of their Facebook.
They look super young, those guys.
They do look super young.
They sound young.
I imagine they started quite young. It's quite hard to get too much information on these guys. But what I do know, and this is important for you both to know.
This is important, listener.
Is that they're available for weddings.
Oh.
I book them for my wedding.
Yeah.
Nathan's wedding.
Nathan's wedding too.
Biggest wedding of the summer.
Not decided yet.
Obviously, my darling Isabel.
Oh, it's a proposal. A Crash Club proposal.
That's a first.
But he's a jolly guy.
I'm on my knee. Darling, will you do me the honour?
Oh, that's lovely.
Finally happens. Cute.
It's good though, isn't it? I mean, I don't know whether, well, presumably they are at the minute, even though in Scotland, I don't know how many people you could have at a wedding. But if you could have four people at a wedding, you
it
should
may
probably
as well
have
be
those
the Stoned
guys.
Immaculate. Who needs your mum, your dad and your bloody brother
yeah.
when you
yeah.
can have
fuck your brother.
The Stoned Immaculate?
Exactly.
No, I liked them. Really kind of like, again, very much in our wheelhouse with that. The kind of like aggressive, screamy kind of like post-punk with that.
I wouldn't say screamy.
It went, wah! towards the end.
That was energetic, it had, wow! enthusiastic.
It had wah factor.
Yeah. And that's something that we respect.
Absolutely. Always have done.
No, like it a lot.
Sure.
Big fan.
Well done, huge fan. Hey, coming up next though, another band you're a big fan of. Played them on the show before.
Mm. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. So these guys are a wonderful bunch of 16-year-olds from all the way from Leeds. This band is called Le Objectif with their song, Cinematic.
I can't describe how I feel. I'm in decisions again. I watch my heart rip out my soul. Collages of my empty health. She just won't answer all my calls. Suppose she might want something else. The substance in her heart ain't pure. And as my smile begins to melt, why have you done this to me? Girl, why are you kicking me out? I know it's not what it seems. You're acting west and I'm south. Well, don't be vexed in my words. I've not been loved in a while. They said the tears were observed, but they get no kind of kick in watching me smile.
Fucking out. That was Le Objectif with their amazing new song Cinematic, which comes out very, very soon. Comes out on the 25th, I believe, of August.
Was that an exclusive play, Darren?
That's an exclusive play, although by the time you listen to this, when Nathan gets his finger at his bloody bum, in a month's time, it probably won't be exclusive anymore.
Le Objectif has already broken up.
Yes.
They moved on to their solo album.
They had a number one record, and then it's all gone to shit for him. The drug addiction's kicked in. For loads of you who might be a first-time listener, we've played those guys before. So we played their original single, which was called Another Day, Another Fear.
Another day, another fear.
So those guys are two 16-year-olds from Leet, Rob's
hometown.
They are
two-piece.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And also, again, they've only been starting to record stuff since we've been in lockdown, which is kind of mental to think that all of those songs that they've recorded so far, and each one has got like increasingly... because there is another one as well before this, which was really good as well. Increasingly kind of like high production values. Like that song there sounds incredibly high production values. And again, I'm not entirely sure how they're doing it.
Some kind of witchcraft.
I think it could be witchcraft. The Objectif. If it's witchcraft, let us know.
You can't do witchcraft, guys.
Yeah,
that's very bad juju.
Come on now.
They sound, I mean, that song, it's hard to get away from. There's definitely some King Cruel influence there, massively.
I've never listened to King
Cruel. Nothing wrong with that. I love King Cruel.
King Cruel live
supporting
King
Cruel, we did not see. King Cruel, we didn't know. We didn't.
Tim
Cruel.
Oh.
I sat next to King Cruel in the pub once, though.
Wow.
Did you?
How was it?
Big moment. He's small and ginger.
Is he really? Wow.
Me and Darren wouldn't have known.
No
idea.
I might have sat next to him. I know what he looks like. I just not.
No, you don't. Tim Cruel.
Small and ginger. Tim Cruel.
There's definitely a bit of Tim...
Tim Cruel. There we go.
There's definitely a bit of King Cruel there, which is fucking brilliant. I love Tim Cruel.
Yeah.
Again. Very smart, post-punk.
Yeah, moody, kind of a little bit like lounge lizardy. I'm getting from that as well. Like kind of like the smoothness to it.
Smooth. Yeah.
Just smooth 16-year-old, if you will.
Like you were a 16.
Like I was a 16. Yeah. Very smooth. Late developer.
He's dyed his hair again. All right. Stop dyeing your hair, Darren. It's already black.
Okay. Yes, sir. But I realise, guys, Cinematic, it's an amazing song. And thank you very much for those guys writing in. So again, this is a submission special.
Oh, yeah. Rob, what does that mean?
That means...
it's time to party!
That every song on this show is a submission from a listener.
Apart from one, which
you
chose.
Apart from one, which Darren chose. He breaks the rules. He always breaks the rules.
Legend.
All right. So, this next person, Sizu, sent us one of her tracks, Utopia, and we like it, so we're going to go and play it. This is Utopia, Sizu.
New blossom, spring, perfect timing. Clears my head of everything that's around me. For a second it goes away. For a second I'm in some different place. These visions that I want to stay, that promise me change. Lose my mind in the living room. Enough stuff on the television. Drown the white noise from outside. Just to reach our heaven. But give me all you got, hug me all you want, knock me down to the whole ground. We battled and we fought. Come on, try me. And when this is over, there'll be one big party. New challenges.
All right, that was Sizu with Utopia there. And like I said, she reached out to us on the emails. She said that she heard our interview with her friend's Dutch Criminal Record.
Oh.
That's about 6 episodes ago.
And
maybe
about 12 months ago.
Yeah, quite a long time ago.
It's 2015.
Yeah, so she sent us her track. And it's great. It's got a really, really nice sound to it. Mm-hmm. Good production there. Nice voice. And I love it. She's also got a track called Dystopia.
Yeah.
It's had a bit of support from Sarah Cox on Radio 2.
It's got a very Radio 1, Radio 2 kind of friendly vibe, that hasn't it? Like, I can see people listening in their car, they're driving down the motorway.
Beep, beep.
67 miles an hour. There's stuff going past them and they're enjoying that.
Stuff going past them like, what, like trash?
Like cars.
Drugs.
Drugs, I don't know. Things.
I don't know, things.
Do you know what I mean?
So we're 60 to 70 miles an hour.
No, 67 miles
67
an hour.
Miles an hour, which is 60 70, but I was being very, very specific with that.
Yeah, she's influenced by people like Christina the Queens and Sigrid and Disclosure.
I've heard of none of those people.
You've not heard of Christina and the Queens?
Are you taking the piss? Am I taking the piss?
You're taking the piss.
Christina the Queens is... bloody brilliant.
This
and
is
enormous.
About stuff.
That's
massive.
Radio 1 style?
Bigger than that. I saw her. I didn't see her. She does something with Charlie XCX. She's brilliant. Her latest album, Christine the Queens, why are we talking about her? She released in French as well. French version's better.
Because she is French, isn't she?
Yes, Rob.
Darren knew that.
I'd say what,
and the Queens.
Anyway, can I get on with my facts? What have we got, Rob? Go on, Rob. You go.
I was just going to say, talking about like sounding foreign, like... she doesn't sound... No. I mean that in the nicest possible sense.
Speaking one English.
No, she sounds... Sizu sounds like kind of an artist I'd expect coming from somewhere else. Like, I don't think she's got a particularly Swedish. English sound, and I mean that in the most complimentary sense.
Yeah.
She's quite young, isn't she? But she sounds like quite mature and quite, you know...
Travelled.
Yeah.
Well-travelled, down the motorway.
67 miles an hour.
But so that song, it is kind of about a future when we're celebrating the end of the pandemic. It's pandemic pop, she describes it.
Yes, please.
So it's kind of about that. Yeah. And she was in talks to play the Mandela stage at Glastonbury this year, but then it was cancelled.
Who's that named after?
I don't know.
Glastonbury, was she playing Glastonbury?
She was due to, or in talks to, and then obviously the situation changed, pandemic arrived.
Shazza.
So, but yeah, Sizu... Track's called Utopia. Listen to Dystopia as well. It's really good. And check her out. She's great.
Love that shit.
And talking of great.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good
link,
isn't it?
That's a link.
Some stuff
just
is great.
Like
not done one yet.
I like to make my links simple.
That was simple.
Talking of simple.
Here's Rob.
Hello. little bit of a change of direction here. But I think you're going to like it, listener. This is King Marla with Sugar Blind.
Syrup dripping over, drink you up, my licorice lover, sugar sweet, you're sweet. I'm a fly cat in your honey, catch me up with all the yummy stuff, you bleed, you bleed. Don't you let me follow to the garden of your mind, where everything is sweeter, love, and I am sugar blind.
That was the incredible King Marla with Sugar Blind. I'm a big, big fan of her and of that.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Really good.
It's catchy.
Yep. Mm. Check.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to run down a list of your things you liked about it.
Oh, no, I can do that.
Sure.
It's got a lovely sentiment.
Check.
Yep, definitely. Yep.
And she's... born in an interesting country.
Check. Three
Which
checks.
Maybe
the
check. We haven't
checks.
Heard the country yet.
Okay, hang on. That's steady on.
It would have been funny if she was from Czechoslovakia then. Whoa, you both said check, wouldn't it?
What a link.
Oh, it's not a link. Rob's fooled
really
you
link,
with
yeah.
a fake link.
Where's she from, Rob?
She's born in El Paso.
El Paso, where they make the tacos.
Indeed, old El Paso.
Yeah.
But she's an LA-based alternative singer.
Is El Paso in Mexico? Or is it in America?
No, it's in New Mexico.
In New Mexico.
Yeah.
Who's been there?
I've been there.
I haven't been to the old one yet. Rob's been there. Rob's been to El Paso.
El Paso. Really? Very nice. Very nice.
Did you meet King
Marla? Well, maybe I did, but I didn't know because obviously King Marla's not her real name. Her real name is Areli Castro. And obviously, Marla, I said Marla to begin with, which I probably got wrong because it's Gustav. Mala, isn't it?
Mala.
It's Mala. It's bad in Spanish.
A Mala. Oh, M-A-L-A.
Que Mala. Sí.
Oh, bad king. She's the bad king. No, that was amazing stuff. Really, really like that track. Next up is I'm breaking the mold a little bit here. I'm going outside the box just because I like this song. So I started listening to one a little while ago and I cannot fucking stop listening to these guys. The album is absolutely fucking incredible. So I thought I'd play it. So shut up. This is Black Star Kids with their song Sounds Like Fun. It's a fucking jam.
You are my sister. I just wanna have fun at least a little. We can run or we can go for a surf. For your love, I'ma walk the whole earth. I think I wanna be a superstar. Don't worry about the cost, we can crash a car. You don't need an ID, we'll get in the bar. Why would anyone not know who we are? I think I changed my mind already. I think I wanna go steady. Give my life to you, why kids and we'll get married. So we can bury a rocket ship for now with just a couple kids. Even if we don't work, I will still be friends. At least I hope that's just a hope, can I live? At least I hope that's just a hope, can I live? At least I hope it's just a hope, can I live? Just another day, really nothing new. And I'm late for work, so I gotta run. But I'm stoked that I woke up next to you. My life with you really sounds like fun. Just another day.
God. That was Black Star Kids with their song Sounds Like Fun. Came off the album Surf, which came out earlier this year, towards the start of the year, really, which I cannot stop listening to. I've listened to that song about 1,000 times in the last few days. Fucking love it. Fucking love that song.
It's good. It sounds like you kind of end of summer.
Yeah.
I'm at the beach. I'm looking over the cliffs. I'm thinking, like, why is the summer gone already?
Like,
and I'm back to school.
Like, the guitar stuff of it is very, like, stuff like Waves or Beach Fossils, that kind of stuff. That very, like, surfy rock stuff in the background of it. Like, they're a super interesting band. So this is, it's three people, and I think I have their names here. I'm going to mangle them probably. DeAndre, Typhionze, and the babe Gabe. Super, super cool. So, yeah, they've been doing stuff for a little while. Their first album came out in 2019. That's called Last Day Sports, which is also really, really good. Surf came out towards the start of this year. You have that song there, which is kind of leaning towards more the indie kind of rock side of it. But then there's other ones like Wig, which sounds a lot more like Odd Future. You've got a lot of hip-hop stuff going on with it. Some pop stuff going on with different songs as well. It's a really, really interesting album, actually, and they're a really interesting band. So I really enjoyed that stuff of it. Listen to it nonstop. Check it out, Surf. Came out towards the start of this year. That's Black Star Kids, and I fucking love it.
Cool. Well, coming up next, I've got a brilliant band called Roscoe Roscoe. This song is called Brain Retrieve. Brain Retrieve by Roscoe Roscoe. I love that tune. it's really got a bit of a the OCs vibe to it, but more kind of like the recent OCs stuff, where it's more psychedelic than like garage rock stuff, like from the album A Weird Exits or Orc.
Very like droney, isn't it? Like slightly menacing, slightly brooding.
Oh, I got freaked out listening to it. I didn't like it.
I loved it.
I'm joking.
I would have gone for Anthem.
It's an anthem.
That's how I was feeling.
An anthem. It's not. You're not singing it from the terrace. You're not making a football song. No, it's not Kasabian rock.
That's true, but it's getting me like the feeling inside of me is it's building gradually up and up and up.
But no, that was. I really, really loved that. Mm. And thank you to the guys at Slow Dance Recordings for sending that over, who are a really sick record label. They said in their email that they usually put out like solo artists and producers, but they heard this like psych banger and they loved it, so they put it out. Banger. But yeah, they're a 5-piece. From East London. They went to Brit School. Pretty cool.
Ooh la la.
And they're a bit younger than Black Midi, but they were also there at the same time. Pretty cool. And they played at last year's Glastonbury, back when festivals were a thing.
Friendly.
And before they'd ever even released any music or...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah, before any live music. Imagine that.
But they were artists before, and they painted.
Did they?
Rothko.
Rothko, he's so funny.
Oh, he's so funny.
Not to be confused with...
Modern art joke, listener.
Rothko was like some kind of artist back when we were at university. There was an artist called Rothko who was doing kind of like dance, music-y stuff.
Was it?
There was, because it ended up being my nickname, because I had a...
But anyway, I have to move on.
But anyway.
Rosco's
going to play you a tune.
But yeah, anyway, before we get to that, just want to say again, that song is called Brain Retrieve. It's by Rosco on Slow Dance Recordings. I love it. Go listen to them. Okay, Rosco, it's your go.
Thank you. I worked with a very nice guy called Rosco recently.
Don't even start, Rob.
I won't do that.
Wait, also, no, you didn't.
I did.
All right.
Selling listing.
IT manager, nice guy. Anyway, here's a song for you.
Good stuff.
Here's a song for you. This is National Service with Last Rites.
You thought you knew me so well, but I didn't even have the courage to tell you that I made a drunken mistake.
Some lovely, moody music there from National Service.
Rob's Moody Music.
Mmm.
Sinister look there, listener. Yeah. Luckily you can see
I was
see
trying
that.
To be like, you know that character in the Boat That Rocked, he just says very few words and goes, mmm.
That character in the Boat That Rocked, that's a niche.
Oh, that's how you start a bad link.
What, recently?
Settling, Leicester. It's been banned so far, it's about to get a whole lot more rocky.
Anyway.
What the Boat That Rocked?
National Service. These guys, they met at school, so they've known each other for a long, 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 long,
school.
Long,
oh
long
God,
time
right
now.
National Service.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not as talented as them in some
all
senses.
Right. Steady on, my boy.
But they all moved to London eventually after having
like
been
us.
To school, like us. This is we're getting
Hang
some strange
parallels. We National Service.
I went to Goldsmiths.
No.
I thought about it.
Dreamt of it.
I'd love to have gone to Goldsmiths. All the cool kids go to Goldsmiths, don't they?
What do they do at Goldsmiths? Arty.
Economics.
Arty stuff.
Is it economic?
South London Artists.
It's an arts college.
Yeah, really? If you go to the Hermit's Cave or the Stormbed in Camberwell, it's full of Goldsmith students and they all look really cool.
Bastards.
They are really
Bastards.
Cool. Just like the National Service, who mm-hmm. are really, really cool.
I like
that's their latest EP, Meltwater. It came out last year. Mm. So apologies, but it's probably a little earlier than some of the stuff we play. But they messaged in and I...
Apologies,
could not
listener.
Help.
I'm so
could not
sorry.
Help.
Forgive
but
us.
But play
you
that
help
because I absolutely love it.
I am also quite a big fan. It sounds a bit like National as well, not just National Service, but you've got the same kind of vibe of that, mm. like adult, like
contemporary
rock, yes. kind of like stuff. But like towards the darker side again, like the National do a bit like. I'm getting slight vibes of Interpol. I'm getting slight vibes of the Editors. That's kind of like gloomy, post-punky vibe to it.
That dark voice.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, there's a darkness going on there. But yeah, I like them. They don't seem like they'd be particularly fun people, though. You know?
Oh, they're fun
like,
people.
No, I think that they
serious.
Are very serious. They're wearing a trench coat. They're drinking very serious drinks. Very, very
like
serious.
Like a Halloween-themed cocktail.
But it's not Halloween food. It's like a very classy red wine, a dark
yeah, it's
red,
a red wine.
And they're drinking and they're pondering about life. But I fucking love that because again, like Interpol.
Do you
like
have any
bands,
Merlot?
Yes, I do. You can't. But no, I love it. Yeah,
and also shout out to National Service because they always reply to our Instagram stories. They're like big love hearts and stuff. They've been listeners for a while.
Really?
I think.
Yeah.
Loved it, Rob. Big fan of those guys. So next up is a really interesting solo artist who I believe has just started creating stuff. So this is Jorsodramus with his song, Helen of Troy.
Hello, how do you do, Helen of Troy? I'd like a word with you before the soldiers get here. My words may not mean much to a queen of your stature, but as elegant as you may be, I am twice as clever. So let me say this, cherish every moment of your young bride life. Forget what they all told you, you won't die if you have fun. Won't run out of nice things to say. No one wants to hurt you on purpose. The world's not the place that's in decay.
That was Jorsodramus with his new song and first song, Helen de Troy, spelt H-E with a accent on an L, E with an accent on an N, E, day. T-R-O-I-E.
Hélène de Troyes.
It's hard to spell. Again, Jorsodramus is also hard to spell. It's an absolute nightmare trying to be able to get hold of this.
Jorsodramus isn't after people just to search his stuff. It has to
You have to be a Jorsodramus fan in order to be able to get. And you know what? After listening to this, you fuckers are.
Yeah.
But you're still going to struggle because we're going to spell it out.
Every time.
It's hard to fucking spell. But yeah, that's his very, very first song. It's a conversation that he imagines between Paris and Helen mere hours before the sack of Troy. Now, for people that aren't history buffs, Robert, you might not be aware of those incidents, but let me fill you in. Incidents.
Who the fuck is incidents?
Well, they were people and they lived... Rob, you fill us in. You know a bit more about it, haven't you?
Well, Paris stole Helen of Troy from her husband and took her all the way back to somewhere else, and it started the big war in which Brad Pitt was a massive hero. Was it wasn't Thebes, that's in Egypt.
It's nice to say Thebes, isn't it?
It is a good word. But yeah, she was supposedly the most beautiful woman in the world.
So was Cleopatra.
Well, yeah, many people are. Mm. I think, you know, many people are the most beautiful women in the world.
The face that launched 1,000 ships, Helen of Troy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a clever song. I like it a lot. It's got vibes of stuff like, a bit like, kind of Sufjan Stevens in terms of like low tempo-y, piano-y, singer-songwriter-y stuff like that. Same with a bit like Destroyer with a tongue-in-cheek kind of lyrics with it. There's a lot of that kind of stuff going on. It's interesting. And his picture is him naked next
on
to
a piano.
Yeah. Which really does. If you want to catch our attention to the listener, and I think you do.
Nudity.
Nudity, specifically you naked next to piano, is always going to make us...
Erect,
sure. I wasn't going to say that word. Interested, but we'll go for erect.
We get a lot of emails, so make yourself stand out.
George Adamus, though, I think it works a pun. because I like the song a lot. I like his vibe. I like all the stuff of it. I'm not sure George Adamus works as a pun.
Nostradamus.
Too close to the boat, and Nostradamus went too close to...
No, that was Icarus, wasn't it?
That was Icarus, yeah.
Nostradamus was the person that predicts stuff.
Yeah. History buff.
Wow.
I mean, even I knew that.
He didn't really exist. No, these people existed.
Yes, Nostradamus did exist. No, Nostradamus did exist.
Icarus didn't.
Icarus is a myth.
And neither did Jaws.
Jaws? It is. I'm not sure about Jaws.
Well, I'm sorry,
things that do exist.
If you exist and you're still here, thanks for sticking with us. That was Jaws Adamus with his song Helen de Troy. Loved it. And thank you very much for writing to the show. Again, submission special. Love that stuff. So Jaws Adamus, keep it up.
Keep it up,
and we'll keep it up for you.
All right, so the show is ticking on now. Couple of
Jesus
tracks
Christ,
left.
Is it ever, Nathan?
Thanks for tuning in, listeners. And we're going to play a track now by The Kind. This is L-Y-I-M.
Give me drama, because I can take it. You got troubles, but that don't faze me. There are shadows in corners of your past, but you got diamonds in your heart, and I know I don't need you, but it's better when I'm with you.
L-Y-I-M by The Kind. I love that. It's a bit hymy. It's very fun, very danceable. I could probably throw some quite good shapes to it.
You can do that to most songs, though. That's kind of your natural talent, isn't it?
The only one I've struggled on is Nostradamus.
You still did some good shapes.
You have to kind of work on those shapes in a different way, though.
See, it was slightly syncopated, I think. And your shapes were too on beat. Yep. You were too in the rhythm.
Yep. But yeah, so The Kind are an alt-pop duo, London-based.
Duo?
I mean, it's two people.
Stuff, isn't
Jane
it? I
Barclay
a lot of,
Young, yeah. Exactly, yeah. And Adam Rowley, any relation to Jeff Rowley, the skateboarder?
I believe so.
I don't know. And yeah, they write like heartbreaking, emotional, electro music. They've had some airplay from Radio 1 and a bunch of local BBC stations. Yeah. They were awarded Track of the Month by BBC West Midlands.
The West Midlands.
So the West Midlands love The Kind, as do we.
Fun fact, mine and Nathan's band were awarded Band of the Week by BBC Radio Cornwall. Bless ya! Bless ya!
The Scorpion. Rob's band as well. He took the photos.
He watched.
I was the drummer.
So yes, we are kind of as good as the kind, I think.
Yes, kind of the kind.
I mean, not in a real sense, because they're actually an amazing band. They're actually sick. And we were shine.
But that track is from their EP Tomorrow, which came out this year. They've also got...
It comes out tomorrow.
They've also got a remix album out there. They've got loads of stuff, actually. So just head to their Spotify page. Listen to the tracks. Great bands. Really good stuff. Danceable, like I said.
Like it.
And that's, dear listeners, triggers the end of another Crash Club. Thank you for joining us.
And sticking with us.
And sticking with us. You know, there's been some tricky moments. Yeah. There's been some good moments.
Highs, lows. We've had a few lows. But
this
is
a low.
This is not a low.
Is it not?
No, because we're going to finish on an absolute banger.
You're right, we are. And I'm going to tell you about it.
Here comes a low.
Well, before that low, listener, if you'd like to get in touch for another episode, you can find us at crushclubpodcast@gmail.com if you'd like to email in, or you can find us on the Twitter @crushclubuklay. Or you can find the
same as the Instagram,
etc.
Who'd have thought that actually Darren brought the low?
That was
there.
A low, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was another low.
Rob, really? He looks so confident as well.
Yeah,
but to play us out tonight, we have the wonderful Sleepwalker, who's from the Ukraine.
Was in the Ukraine.
Yeah, I said he's from the Ukraine.
Oh, okay. Right.
But took moving to London for him to unleash his musical talent upon the world. And this comes from his bedroom. In London. Oh. But it's all been produced in his bedroom. All
could
done
be next
his
door
bedroom.
To us. Whereabouts in London?
I think it's North London.
Ah, could be near me.
Which is not near me.
Could
it's
be near me.
Near you two.
Yeah.
Potentially. But from his bedroom in North London, this is his latest single, which is called How I Was Wrong.
So that's that.
Nice. It's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's
see
a wrap.
You later. Bye-bye, everyone.
See you later.
Time ago, days are flashing past my eyes. I no longer recognize. Take what's left from our empty souls. There's nowhere they belong. Because I thought we would have it all. Oh Lord, how I was wrong.
Good stuff.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.